Now time for locker room chat with Emaw Central girls and basketball coach Haddon Hiljan after a pair of victories from this past week. Coach, start off with your guys' win at Perry of the Compton. You guys take care of business and win 54-27. Your thoughts on that game?
We really took care of business in the third quarter. We came out and outscored them 16-1 and, you know, pushed the lead up to around 20 points or so. And you even got up to 30 there, but, you know, really played well in the second half of that one, especially the third quarter, and did a nice job overall, forced them into a lot of turnovers with our press, and then we turned a lot of those into some easy buckets on the other end. So it was a really good night for us.
Yeah, Coach, the call is with some good length. What were your thoughts on their, your guys' ability to rebound that night?
Yeah, you know what? We prided ourselves on rebounding here down the stretch. We've been very good at it, and Perry does have some length there and some jumpers, but we did a good job getting the body on them, not letting them get too many second chance opportunities, and also we hit the glass offensively really well. So that's a big plus for us, and we can get them off the rebounds and easy putbacks and also keep them from getting second chance points.
And then your game against Royal Valley on Tuesday, you guys come out hot, you guys outscoring 15-4 in the first quarter, and then in the third quarter you jump on them again and get up by 20. And then you guys were able to take care of business. Your thoughts on that win?
You know, we came out and did what we needed to do, especially early. We wanted to start fast, and we did that, getting out to, I think, 11-0 lead. And then the third quarter, we always stressed, you know, trying to play well the first 4 minutes and extending our lead. And the girls really did that. I think we started the third quarter on another 11-0 run and really put the game out of reach there. So that was good to see us do something that we really talked about and stressed, and the girls did a great job.
Yeah, Addie Holthouse, of course, another big game. She had a bit of a slow start. She had 6 points in the first half and then had 12 in the second half. Your thoughts on her performance?
You know, Addie does what Addie does. She's typically going to get hers, and she typically gets them in bunches when she does. She did a really good job the second half of attacking the rim. And we did a better job of getting her the ball in the post, and she went to work in there. And obviously, anytime she gets the ball in transition, she's tough to stop. So she's been playing really well for us.
And then Ella Larkin knocked down some big-time three-pointers to kind of help your team get that 20-point lead that he had going into the fourth quarter. You thought on how she played.
Yeah, and Ella's consistent, and she does a lot of little things that maybe don't show up in a stat column, but you know, great rebounder as well. But we've been working on her three-point shot and wanted to take those because she shoots a pretty high percentage when she shoots them, and they were wide open top of the key, and you don't get much better than that. And she's going to continually knock them down. You know, this year she's made a lot of big shots for us. She made two big threes in a tight game in Marysville, made the game winner versus Tabitha. So we've kind of nicknamed her Big Shot Lark, and kind of holding true to that.
That's great. And, Coach, you guys were able to win your sixth consecutive Big 7 league title. First of all, congratulations. Your thoughts on how the season has unfolded?
Thank you. You know, it's as a coach, you expect or try to win all the games. I don't know if that's realistically possible. Typically in a conference as tough as ours, it's really tough to do. But these girls have came in every game, rose to the challenge everywhere we've been, and just done a real good job. I'm really proud of the group. We were young to start the year, obviously, playing four sophomores a lot of minutes. But they've really come on here late and have made us better, which is really good to see them growing as basketball players and making us better as a team. But, you know, anytime you win one, you know, conference championship in a row, and then win six in a row is really tough to do. But I've had great girls throughout the years, and make it pretty easy on me, really.
Great stuff, Coach. Yeah, your guys' ability to take it one game at a time is certainly one of the many reasons why you are so successful. And, Coach, best of luck coming up against Jefferson West. You guys aren't quite done yet with league play, and you have some states just following that up, so they'll have a little time to celebrate before getting right back to business.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we'll get right back on, you know, Jeff West today, and hopefully finish out the regular season here with two wins, which they're going to be on the road, which will be tough to do, but something, you know, we'll be ready for when the time comes.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, as always. Last one coming up next week. Hard to believe that, but talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Jared.
That was Emaw Central girls and basketball coach Haddon Hiljan here on Locker Room Chat after clinching their sixth consecutive Big 7 League titles. Been brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Howe Seed.